I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. We're keeping an eye on a shooting today at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. There are fatalities and casualties. Terrible. More as we get it. Meanwhile, there's news today that some U.S. troops are getting a new assignment. In a matter of weeks, the U.S. will have Patriot missiles and 400 troops in Turkey as part of a NATO force to protect Turkey from Syrian missile attacks. Joining us from Istanbul is the BBC's James Reynolds. And James, Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta talked about his order at the U.S. Air Base in Turkey, which reminds us that there is a base there. So how is this new deployment of two batteries of missiles, that's about 12 missiles apiece, and 400 troops reverberating?
I think Turkey broadly welcomes the American step. It adds to what Turkey expects to be delivered both by Germany and by the Netherlands. In other words, Turkey expects six batteries of Patriot missiles to arrive here in Turkish territory and to provide some means of protection and support for its border with Syria. Turkey itself doesn't have its own missile defense system. This may make Turkey as a country feel a little bit safer, but the communities on the border may not notice much difference. They've been affected by stray bullets and stray shells. Those are not covered by the Patriots.
And you mentioned Germany and the Netherlands, each sending, 400 German troops, 360 Dutch troops, along with, as you said, their own Patriot missile systems, batteries of these missiles. So there's a NATO effort here. But I'm just wondering, this idea of troops coming in. Yes, there's protection, but there's also always the fear of escalation. Are you hearing that?
Not only are we hearing that, we're putting that to Turkish officials, and they stress that escalation is nothing of the kind. They say, actually, this is aimed at de-escalation, at trying to offer a deterrence in order to cool down the situation on the border, in order to try to persuade Syria not to even think of pointing any of its forces across the border. I think there may be some concern about the number of foreign troops coming here. NATO has stressed that the decisions with Patriots will rest under NATO command, not under Turkish command. And both NATO and Turkey have kept on stressing one point. It's a defensive deployment, and it will not be a prelude to the establishment of a no-fly zone. Damascus, of course, may see that slightly differently.
Well, remind us also of Turkey's role in this crisis. Turkey has condemned the Syrian regime of President Bashar Assad, supported the Syrian rebels, provided shelter to refugees. But there is also concern about taking that lead role as the Assad regime gets perhaps increasingly desperate.
Turkey is much more than a spectator. It hosts the opposition. Not only does it host the opposition, it's led parts of the opposition. Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly called for President Assad to step down. I think Turkey will be strengthened, I think, in its own political and military way by having the Patriots here. And Turkey, of course, will want to protect against any desperate measures used by President Assad if Mr. Assad feels trapped into a corner.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, this week, NATO's general secretary said the regime in Damascus is approaching collapse. Russia, for the first time, made the same kind of statement. They've since pulled back on that a little bit, and they're, of course, an ally of Syria. But what is the sense of the timetable in Syria? I know it is a foolish question in a way, but do you have more of a sense now of what's going on?
I think every prediction about when this civil war might end since it started more than 20 months ago has ended up being wrong. I don't think it's worth putting another one on the record at the moment. But I think if one was President Assad at the moment, one would be extremely worried. In terms of how long he might fight, very, very difficult to tell. I did ask the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon when Mr. Ban was in Turkey the other day whether there'd been any conversations about arranging safe passage for Mr. Assad and his family away from Syria. He said those conversations had not yet begun.
Yeah, and just finally, also this week, Secretary Panetta said that intelligence about possible chemical weapon activity in Syria had leveled off, meaning there was some concern early on that people saw these weapons being moved around and maybe then potentially used, but now that activity seems to have leveled off. Is that still the thinking?
That's certainly the reports that we're getting, but I think it's still something that worries Western intelligence services a great, great deal, and that's why we've seen so many of those warnings issued in public by the West to President Assad not to consider using chemical weapons under any circumstances. His government has said they will not use them against their own people. That, of course, leaves them against other people as a possibility.
Including perhaps Turkey right across the border. The BBC's James Reynolds in Turkey. James, thanks so much.
My pleasure.